Ah, yes, it feels good to be back on the mic. You know, I am really concerned about all of these affluent whites and their lack or their aversion to proper hygiene. It's really scary. I mean, for me, myself, I make sure that I shower every day. And even if I have a day that I don't shower, I'm usually in the house. I am not going out into the world where anyone can smell me freely. I mean, we already have COVID-19 out here ravaging the streets. We don't need people's BO being another level of pandemic. But apparently, there are certain whites out there who feel like showering and bathing are optional. And that is a scary thought. Either way, wear your mask because it will prevent the spread of the virus, as well as, you know, other bodily scents. And yeah, we just gotta be safe out here, y'all. We really just gotta be safe. I just wanted to address that before we got started today. So yeah, let's get into it. Sophisticated ignorance.
You slid right in, didn't you?
Nope, don't do that.
Skirt, skirt.
Queen of the block.
I am evolving, okay?
All right, here we go again. Hey everybody, what's good? This is Vixen J with another episode of Sophisticated Ignorance. I know it's been a while. We've been on an impromptu break, but you know, like everybody else, it's summertime. We're out in the streets, safely, of course. But you know, between me and Rovi, we've just had a lot of travels. So I decided to pop back in. I know it's been a while since we've dropped the episode, but I just want to let you all know that we're okay. Everything is fine. As I said, we're just chilling, just regathering ourselves as the summer is drawing to a close, in a sense. You know, it's not over, but, you know, it's August, time is drawing, and, you know, we just want to, you know, get all of our vacation and fun times in before, I guess, the fall comes up. But we're not even going to project that far, right? This show is unofficially brought to you by soap. Soap, it's something that you should use all the time. I think I'm going to start, I'd like to start us having unofficial sponsors for the show because it's fun. It's good times. Today, as I said, this is just going to be a mini episode, just dropping something just to get your palates wet or keep your palates wet as we continue to work on different things between the podcast and getting to the next level. But I just wanted to share with you all that first and foremost, if you do follow us on the socials and all these things, we are planning our 5-year anniversary live show, actual live, like in person, like with people, and you could touch them and see them in person. We are planning a live show that's coming up sometime soon. Details to come. We are currently in the midst of, you know, planning and organizing, and we really want it to be special. Now, obviously, you know, what I just said about being outside and being with people, we do hope that those who are interested in coming will ideally be vaccinated and be able to be in a, well, actually not large. We're not expecting like a large group of people, but, you know, a good amount to where we have a full house and everyone feels comfortable enough. You know, we do want to consider social distancing and, as I said, to everyone's comfort level. But, you know, I mean, considering that 5 years, especially for a platform like this, is a huge feat. We really want to do it big. We don't want to, you know, shortchange ourselves. Now, last year I was able to, you know, perform a live show through Zoom, and I feel like that was pretty good. But, you know, these days I think we have a lot of Zoom fatigue. We are just tired of being in front of a screen. So this is a good opportunity to, you know, be amongst people just even for a little bit. As I said, being safe, of course. We want to make sure that everyone feels comfortable and just have a good time. So, as I said, details to come about that. Stay tuned. We will release on the socials all that information, and we just look forward for people to come out and support. And I would really look forward to that as well, because I've been to many live shows for other podcasts, and I feel like this platform deserves the same treatment. So shout-outs to all the other podcasts, actually, that have been doing their thing, like The Friend Zone and the Oprah Rose Show and everyone else that has encountered a milestone in their podcast journeys. Shout out to all y'all. Everyone deserves, especially, you know, with everything that's been happening in the world. You know, we are the voices that are able to, you know, keep people uplifted, you know. So shout out to all y'all. So yeah, let's get into this topic. Speaking of outside in the world, I want to start talking about the variants. Now, if you're a Marvel fan like me, you've probably watched Loki already, and it talked about the multiverse and variants, how the different versions of people and whatever. I'm not going to nerd out on y'all. But as we're experiencing with this pandemic and we're experiencing with COVID-19, there have been cases of different variants coming out or that have been released or, you know, out in the world right now that are causing a lot of concern. So I want to talk about variants today, what they are, where they originate from, and other information that I've researched that, you know, a lot of people have been kind of just hearing about. Everyone's been hearing about Delta, you know, what's the Delta variant? It's, you know, it's causing a lot of concern and a lot of panic in certain places. And I don't want to cause any panic myself, but, you know, for those who have not been able to do the research, this episode will serve as me doing the work for you. You know, a couple of Google searches and a couple of reliable sources goes a long way. So I just want to share the information, make sure everyone is prepared and aware of what's going on out there. Obviously, be safe. Obviously, you know, being able to wear your mask and, you know, wherever you're going or however you're moving, you know, just be mindful that these things are out there and we should all just be very mindful. So let's go through the different variants, as they are called. So a variant, basically, with a virus is as the virus grows, it grows into different strains, and each strain has a different effect on the person, depending on if they're vaccinated or not. You know, some strains are deadlier than others, some strains last longer than others. So there are four strains of the virus that are concerned right here in the US that we should keep in mind. There's Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and Delta. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, you know, these are the names of the variants. It sounds like a Greek stroll competition. And no, it's not. You know, even though Greek life may be viral in itself and may be hazardous to one's health, that's my bias. So please do not flame me in the comments. These variants, however, are different in many ways. So the first one, Alpha, it originated in the UK and is actually one of the most deadly of the variants that are out there. The other one is Beta, which originated in South Africa. Then we have Gamma, which originated in Japan and Brazil. And then finally Delta, which is the one that seems to be most popular, which initially originated in India. And it's also deemed as one of the more deadly ones. So Alpha and Delta are the two that are the most deadly of the variants that have been discovered so far. We're going to specifically focus on the Delta variant because, once again, that's been the one that's been talked about the most. So the Delta variant, which is also called B.1.617.2, a very strange name. I think that's why we're calling it Delta, but that, I guess, is the code number for it. It's said to be a very viral strain of the virus, meaning that it's as contagious and as transmissible as chickenpox. Now, if you had chickenpox in the past, kind of think of the Delta variant as similar to chickenpox in the sense of how quickly it spreads. And now, you know, according to the CDC, they're now urging vax people to wear a mask, considering the rise of these variants. And for me, you know, the CDC now comes off as can't decide crap. Now, granted, yes, the CDC is doing the research and they're talking about different updates and reports that are coming out. But earlier this year, they're talking about, yes, if you have the vaccine, you could go outside and basically, you know, interact with others who are vaccinated as well. And now you all have your little vaccine meetups and everyone is fine. And now that these variants have come out, now it's a whole different story. It's like, whoa, whoa, mask on. Put that mask back on because now we don't know what's going on. You got to be careful. And rightfully so. I mean, we should all be masked up respectfully, because even when the vaccines first started rolling out, they were saying that, you know, you should wear your mask depending on if you're in a, like, a heavily populated area, like everyone should. And at this point, I think we all have our different rules of how we should approach or how people do approach wearing a mask. I mean, for me personally, I wear my mask when I'm in a heavily populated area. The only time I don't wear my mask is if I'm walking down the street by myself, no one else is around, I'll take off my mask. Or if, you know, there's like one or two people walking by, I'll make sure to obviously have my distance, but won't wear my mask then. But, you know, if I'm getting into a heavily populated area, I'll put my mask on. Obviously, inside of certain places. Or inside of any place I'm putting my mask on. That's just my rules. So I'm basically just taking what the CDC has told us in the past year or so, and I'm just adopting it to the fact that I am fully vaccinated and I'm making sure that I'm safe. Now, recently, I did go traveling. I did go to New Orleans, and that was a great time. But down there, ironically, the amount of COVID cases have been skyrocketing. It's like Louisiana is the hotspot or the hotbed right now for, you know, COVID. So when I did return from that trip, I did get a COVID test and I was negative, which is great, you know. But with this variant coming out, you know, places like Louisiana and other places could be hotbeds for the Delta variant, which, you know, currently, if you are vaccinated, you know, you have less of a probability of it being as infectious. But either way, it's pretty viral. So be careful either way. Either way, you have to be careful. It doesn't matter. according to some reports that I found online, about 80% of the infections in the U.S. as of June of this year has been of the Delta variant. So that's a lot of infections, right? And considering how fast it spreads, you know, you definitely want to be careful depending on where you are and who you're interacting with, if they may have symptoms or not. It's currently been reported in 182 countries, of course, including the United States. So, you know, that's a lot of places that this variant has popped up. And considering that is one of the more deadly ones of the strains that I talked about earlier, it's more now than ever that we should all be careful and aware. Now, some people might be wondering, like, what are the symptoms of Delta? Like, if I happen to, heaven forbid, catch Delta, what does it feel like? Now, the thing is with that, based on my research, the symptoms are pretty common to, like, the common cold, like headaches, sore throat, runny nose. And if you are experiencing these levels of symptoms, it's very hard to tell whether it's the variant, if you just have a cold, or anything else. Either way, if you're feeling sick, you shouldn't be around people and should get tested as quickly as you can or as fast as you can just to determine what it may be. Now, when it comes to testing, right, now we have the COVID test that we've been taking for the past year. You have the PCR, you have the rapid, but according to my research, it says here that the standard COVID test may not be able to determine the Delta strain or the Delta variant, but there are tests that can determine if you have a variant. They just won't determine which one. So basically, if you feel like you may be sick, you could go get a COVID test and it may pick up that you have a strain of the variant, but it won't determine which one unless, I guess, it's sent to a lab for the, you know, results. But either way, once again, with all these variants potentially out there, you want to be safe and you want to make sure that you do have your mask on, vaccinated or not. And they do say that people who are not vaccinated are more probable of being infectious or spreading the variant. So you got to be careful either way. You know, we're going to get into a bigger conversation at some point about vaccination versus non-vaccination, because there have been a lot of protests recently, anti-vaxxers protesting about, you know, them not wanting to be mandated to get the vaccine. That's a whole big story in itself. But for the most part, as my stance is right now, even though I do feel that everyone should get vaccinated, if you don't decide to get vaccinated, that is your choice. I can't force you. I'm not, you know, the vaccine police. But at the end of the day, if everyone is doing their part to be safe, being masked up and, you know, avoiding crowds or anything like that, then we should all get through this the best that we can. But there's some people that don't want this to be over because apparently, you know, whatever. As I said, there's rabbit holes to this thing. So I don't want to necessarily talk for myself because, once again, I recently went traveling. And I know that for some people, they may see that as risky behavior versus me, you know, seeing other people at like a concert as risky behavior. So there's levels to this thing. But at the end of the day, the variants are real, depending on which one it is, alpha, beta, gamma, delta, omega, phi, psi, it doesn't matter. The point is, now more than ever, especially as things and cases are starting to pick up, we all just need to be safe. So yes, this was a PSA. I am not paid by the CDC. I'm not paid by any type of company to say this. I am just trying to do my part to share information and make sure that all of our listeners out there are in good health. So yeah, that's about it for me. As I said, just a quick episode just to let you guys know that shit is real out here, B. You know what I mean? Don't get fooled by the 5G people and other people who may feel that there are different ways to cure COVID, like ginger ale and, you know, black seed oil and all these things. Do not do that. That's not a thing. Let's not spread that information. You know, you drinking teas and all these things are not ways of curing the virus. I mean, obviously, you know, keep hydrated, but there's no like one cure-all be-all. I've heard some weird things in the past couple of weeks. So just make sure to do your research for yourself. You know, don't take my word for it. As one of my professors in college would say, don't take my word for it. Do your own research. And just make sure that, you know, you're aware of what's going on outside. Because outside is constantly changing. Even though it may seem like, you know, we are free or we're over this thing. No, it is just getting started, y'all. So, as I said, don't want to fear monger, but I just want everyone to be informed and be safe. So, yeah, that's about it. Once again, we're planning a live show happening in September of this year. So, we're planning that. So, stay tuned for details. We're also, if you guys have checked out our new cover art, shout outs to Shantae, aka Shaz the Photog, on the socials. You know, she was able to take new photos of me and Rove being all fly and shit. So, make sure if you are in the New York City area to hit up Shantae for all your photo needs. Shout outs to everybody that has been asking about the podcast and just, you know, supporting us thus far. Also, shout outs to the Black and Brown Podcast Collective. We did receive a micro grant from them a little while back early in the year. And, you know, we just want to shout them out and let them know that we appreciate them. You know, really, really dope. A lot of good things happening, a lot of great interesting and fun news, and I just can't wait for us to get back into our groove and once again see all faces in person once we have everything set in order. Once again, that is about it for me. Thank you all so much. On behalf of me and Rove, thank you for listening. You know where to find us on our podcast platforms: SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure to follow me and Rove on our social medias respectfully. Slide in the DM. Don't slide. It's up to you. Your life, your rules. I'm not going to dictate. And also make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram and on Twitter and on all other platforms that we're on. And just stay informed with everything that's going on with the show. All right. That is it for me. I'm about to go enjoy some chicken. Not to be stereotypical, but to be literal. And... I will check y'all next time. All right. Later. Say goodbye, Rovi.
Bye, Rovi.